Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Just have a little fun. And I don't know if some of you are aware of this, but how many of you out there, men, single, own cats? I'm just wondering, are anybody right now on the chat board, are you a male, single, and you own a cat? Just want to know. Any of you out there that fall in line with that? Why? Because when women are looking for romance on dating apps and perceive are less likely to swipe if the potential suitor is holding a cat. That's right. Study carried out by scientists at the College of Veterinarian Medicine and Biomedical Sciences at Colorado State University found that profile photos of men holding cats were seen as less dateable and less masculine by women. Men who held a confident pose and appeared alone in their profile pic were more likely to attract women, the survey found. Straight women ages 18 to 24 living in the U.S. were asked to rate the man posing with or without a cat on his lap. Photos of two men, both in their early 20s, were shown to the group. Both prospective dates had darker hair, wore a blue button-down shirt, and were photographed against a white background while posing with and without the same tabby cat. After the pictures were displayed, they rated the men on attributes including perceived personality, masculinity, dateability, and whether they would consider going out with the person for a short or long-term relationship. The study found that women perceived the man holding the cat as less masculine and ultimately less dateable. The women also scored the cat lover higher. It's crazy to think that from you holding a cat, you're going to be neurotic. So you're going to be in neuroticism. Which forms of parts of the five big personality traits? Those who rate highly on being neurotic are more likely to experience anxiety and fear, as well as frustration, envy, and low mood. Yet researchers found the addiction of the cat made the man appear more open and agreeable, while he was perceived as more socially confident and outgoing when pictured alone. The women were also asked if they would consider themselves a dog person or cat person, neither or both, which appeared to influence the choice. Participants who identified as dog lovers, neither or both, favored the picture of the man alone. Yet those who were a cat person opted for the additional feline friend. So if you're a man and you have a cat, women with cats are going to be more accepting of you. Now, we have also a perception as men of women who have cats too. Right? Like a lonely woman. It's weird, disconnected, you know, stuff like that. And it's not one. You got to have multiple cats. All right? You don't get that label with one cat. But if you have multiple cats, I just want to say, I haven't done any research. I'm not a scientist or anything like that. I'm just going to say, if you have multiple cats, no matter what age you are, obviously, if you're an older lady, that's you're really done. But if you're young and you have multiple cats, that's got to be a red flag. Not one. It's got to be multiple. Am I wrong there? Would you go out with a woman that has multiple cats? I don't know. I don't think I would.
I couldn't. I'm allergic to them.
Well, I know, but still, it's kind of weird that, you know, I kind of think of cat ladies. You know what I'm saying? What else do we have here? Dumb Santa says we flattened the curve. Sun Sentinel breaking. Florida is reporting a record-breaking positive test, 20.8% for new COVID-19 infections in a single day. It's DeSantis is... he's just a tool for the other guy. That's all. Herman Cueva says, that's just pussy stuff for me. LOL. Yeah, you're right. It's all pussy stuff. Super Boom Shack says, but it confirms the man likes pee. Yeah, you're probably right about that. Some do, at least. EM Dolphin fan, fins up, baby. Okay, that came out of like nowhere. That's why dogs are man's best friend. You're right. I'm a dog guy. I got four dogs at home. I got nothing. You know what? I don't have anything against cats. I've had a cat before. I've only had one cat in my past, and it was one that I found. So we kept it for a while, but it ran away, actually. Just like, you can't keep a cat normally in the house. It's hard. They'll dart out or whatever. And this one darted out and never came back. I've never been really a cat guy. You know, that one I had, the one cat we had, it was out of sympathy and I felt bad for it. And like, well, the other day I told you guys, we had a cat in our house, in our yard. Somebody dropped off a little kitten and it was hiding in the bushes and we got it adopted by one of our friends. So that's cool. Now it's got a home. So it's actually awesome. And it was a beautiful cat, by the way. That was the other thing about that cat was beautiful. But I've always been a dog guy. I love dogs, man. I can't get enough of my dogs. I get home and it is some of the greatest therapy in the world. No matter how long of a day you have, they are always there to pick you up, man. Love dogs. Always been a dog person. Nothing against cats. It's just there's a connection with dogs that I've never had with a cat. You know, and they don't seem very personable. You know, they don't seem very lovable. I guess you've got to get lucky to find one that's really lovable. But they're so independent. You know what I mean? They can just... And I think, you know, I've kind of run into this with some cat owners. They kind of like the fact that they don't have to do a lot for the animal. Like a dog, you got to give it attention. Seriously. You know, dogs are... They have such a human quality to them in the way that they can express themselves.
They have personality.
Yeah, no, they have feelings is what I mean. Yeah, they have personality, they have feelings. You can hurt a dog's feelings, and you can see that you hurt a dog's feelings. Okay? That's how dogs, I mean, they are. Cats, you don't know what the hell they're thinking. You know what I mean? And so I think sometimes with cat owners, some, I'm not saying all, but I think they like to have a pet, but they don't need to pay attention too much to the pet, and that's perfect for a cat. But if you have a dog, the dog's going to come to you, going to want to hang out with you, going to want to be petted, all that stuff. And I pet all four of my dogs every day. I get home, I hang out with each of them, pet them, love them, give them hugs, give them kisses, all of them. But you don't have to do that with a cat. You know, you don't have to pet your cat in an entire month and everything's fine. Cat's just hanging out like, hey, dude, just give me my food and water and shut the hell up and just go away. I'll hang out in that corner over there.
Open the door. I want to go out.
That's it.
You know,
that's it. Here's a present. Kitty litter. Boom. Just for you. You know, that's kind of what you get from a cat. You know what I'm saying?
Did that make sense? Look how clear these skies are.
Yeah, but you're not.
On the to the west is a disaster. To the east, ocean, it's clear blue skies. If I'm guessing, the Ted Nugent talk would be because somebody mentioned cat scratch fever. Correct?
Yeah, exactly, for sure, definitely.
I even being allergic, I did take care of some friends' cats for like 2 months. They were in between places, and I had an extra room that had nothing in it. You know, it was just. Vacant. Right. And I said, yeah, you know, I'll take Caesar. And actually being allergic, I took care of the cat for 2 months, man.
Nice. All right. Well, there you go. And for 2 months, you didn't get laid.
Oh, no. That the cat was in the room with the door closed. No, but the cat was cool. He'd scratch on the – he knew when he wanted to eat. Like, he'd walk with me to the kitchen. I'd grab the food. We'd walk back to the room. I'd wait like an hour or two. He'd scratch. I'd open the door. He'd walk to the front door, open the door. He'd go out.
That's a cool cat. A
couple hours later, he'd scratch. Yeah.
He communicates.
Caesar was like, you know, hey, just
yo,
facilitate the door opening, bro, and I got this.
Okay. Lisa says, I got lucky, yo. I have a cat who thinks he's a dog named Divot. He's my best buddy in the whole world. 17 years, just me and him, and he has a personality like you could not imagine. LOL. See, But that's rare, Lisa. That's the thing. Those kind of cats, most cats just don't give a crap about you, and they just hang out. They may like you, and they may walk by and rub on your leg a little bit, and but then they just disappear. They eat their food, and they just hang out, leave you a present in the cat litter, and they're gone. They're fine. You know what I mean? But a cat like that, Lisa, see, that's where it's cool. That's where it's cool.